I sure don't think you want it on television. like, then we have any dead cameras, and we aren't going to pay any salt for this. There's just no reason to take any salt for this. So let me just do it my way this time. I'm just going to do it because, frankly, the show I am competing. And I just got in the car. It was a pretty day and drove out to the practice.
Okay,
fair enough.
Yeah.
And,
so you come back, we'll just tell the press that, yeah, they'll, if there's press out there, they'll know it. So we'll,
yeah, that's right.
Then we'll get in the box.
After you got out there, then I just went out to wish the team well. And
you won't want to stay there for very long anyway.
I'll stay 15 or 20 minutes. I'll probably have time. I'll say a word, you know, that time.
You get out there at 1:45 and about the time you're going to arrive, you could take off if you wanted to, but you can take a shot at you.
How would that be?
I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be, in case they don't, or we can check them out and see if they have a photographer out there.
I don't want to ask him.
I'm going to do that.
No.
Let's just play it and let it play. There's no press out there. They miss it too.
There'll be some. They always have a word out. Let's put it this way, Bob. That we don't have the wire services and the radio man and the two networks and this and that and the other thing.
Well, there's another way we can do it, which is wait till you're, figure how long you're going to be there, wait till you're almost there. Then just tell our wires and wire photogs so that we only bring out one car with, you know, the four people in it, if we'd get our pictures. And they wouldn't get there until after you've been there a while. So you cover your thing with the team and then they come in to get a picture. Just get the picture.
So we got one out there that got them the car, the truck, and everything else.
Oh no,
I'm just not going to do it this time.
Well, maybe it's just to do a Pontiac that's on the hope that they got a guy out there, but we could. Let's say you want to stay there about 15 minutes. You wait until you're 15 minutes gone from here. And Ron, just having control of that, Ron then, without announcing it or anything, just put the wire photogs in a car and turn them out. They get there then 15 minutes after you do. Which actually, you'd be able to go and talk with the team, do their own stuff, and then they catch up with you at the end, so you don't arrive and announce it.
Is that right?
the dollar, so my story isn't necessarily. But anyway, we wish you well, Thomas, and I hope you have a very good rest of the weekend. And you see that, don't you do any political meetings tonight. You're very good. You tell your wife, I told you to come right home, okay? Yeah. Great. Isn't that great? Well, you tell them tonight. You see, the president is all presidents are the honorary named chairman of the Boy Scouts, so I send my congratulations to each one personally. You do that. Thank you.
he gets back Thursday night, I don't think you want to do anything about hauling him out to California to report or anything, you know.
Okay,
well, he's gonna come to California anyway, of course. I'll be there, you and Henry and I can sit and gather around him. That's fine, you know what I mean? But it'd be his choice. And I don't know, is that true, I don't know.
I don't see why that is.
The hell, it's a nice touch for Bob, that's a proper way to keep him trying to go there.
I'm trying to be there.
And then you go out and talk to Chris a little about what he's currently planning. If I don't know if he was planning, he may not be able to anyway, but.
Fine,
are you talking, maybe he's coming home to California.
That's possible.
Now he's due for Washington late Thursday night.
Okay.
You know what, I get back from Washington, so I wonder if you're in trouble.
Thank God we had done it. We had a day to kind of get this over this past year.
You would have had a tough time.
This man is a hell of an asset, you know. We were fighting a tough battle. He just, you know, his performance was a hell of a performance. And we're going to play it about it.
Congressman mentioned it, Chairman.
I mentioned it.
He's such a. He is such a, and you gotta learn, once you learn how to deal with him, I mean, such a pleasant guy to deal with. If you play his straight, you've got to tolerate him. You're damn right.
And that's why I was crossing
him. He is why I did not want to meet with Charles first for this.
Well, he is a boss, and I didn't bring Charles for that reason. And I'll meet with Charles. I'll see him tomorrow, this afternoon. All work out. I got Charles as I see. Charles runs around here all the time, so he knows they're in here. He's smart, he's just very sensitive on that point. He's had every right to be. Yes.
There's a little glimmer of the possibility that Sherwood and that's unconstitutional. Because of the partisan, he had dedicated the party. I told him that I've been playing every, you know, researching every angle to see if there's any way, trying every way to sink it.
Well,
sorry. If you can do this, there isn't any reason why it seems to me you can't have a tax deduction for parochial schools.
Correct.
I'd be able to check a little box that sends your money to the parochial school when it becomes part of the Ku Klux Klan. That's the thing I can't understand, is how you can. Well, I've got a formula, you know, 20.5 million to the major parties and 6.5 million to the third and fourth parties. How does the Constitution, there is no provision for the parties in the Constitution. See how many hours a party returned to the power. How they decided to major party.
There's rather than anything to be realizes that I should not. Just leave my position exactly where it is. He's characterized
it. He's just tickled with his position. Because he can tell you every time you mention it, this, you know, you can't conceal the belief, and he just gets a big kick out of it.
Somebody in your cabin had an advantage. I'd have to love that to you.
Yeah, he's a great one-upsman. He doesn't mind a bit showing the other guys up. But he does it damn effectively.
His parents really have to realize that the other kind of people can't get to play.
Second,
they don't know how to say it that well.
If anyone came on the way he did, they'd get to play.
Well, that's true.
Maybe not quite as much as he does.
They don't come off.
Well, that's it. They don't. Being a Democrat gives him a certain step up.
We'll have to meet there. But if you have R after his name, or J,
yeah.
This guy is a hell of an effective guy. He comes on strong and effectively.
Yeah.
Mark Avenue, there's a two zone animus, not a medication, or a petty. But that's a candidate for. Good idea, don't you think, to head into touching on the, as a follow-up idea. We had to have somebody to keep it alive. Well, he's the only one that does it effectively. Anybody else, I mean, wouldn't have made much of a blip. First of all, I wouldn't have done it as well.
You out there, it's beautiful today. I'd be interested to see how it works, to see the team.
Great five, be here then at 1:15. Be there at 45, be there at 2:15. Be back here very almost 3. Should be great. I agree with you, but I'll be here at 45, no, 1:15. No, I'll press 30. But give me a good 15 minutes so that they will get there before I do that.
We're telling them 30, it'll take 5 minutes to get a car up and you know, go to the line. Well, he'd be there and he's going to be back here about 3 o'clock. Or just excited with him to do it.
You have your problems over about the. He sees the scheme,
understands completely.
Yeah, he understood it all the time about.
He never does tell these press guys and not give him the dates. But what's the question? Because he normally does.
And I don't think he always
does. We always say that there's a. Now, obviously, they're going to assume when you go to Key Biscayne that you're going for the weekend. But what he says is the return is not, you know, the plans for return are not set. That's what we'll do on California. Obviously, they'll figure out you're going to stay to the Saturday thing. Then he just said, we don't know what the plans are after that. Well, if you wouldn't come back, when you go back up to Chicago, you may. It depends on whether it's free in Washington, depending on the situation in Washington. But, right? And that's what I did. I had a long talk about this.
You just say, well, I don't know the situation in Washington, and I won't be able to let you know. Maybe we'll decide right here, sorry.
Correct. He said, but I was going to say, when you decide. He said, we'll let you know when you decide.
That's right. That's very good.
No, see, if you say decide prior to decide, then they ask, well, have you decided? And say no, and then they say the president changes his mind. The key is not to tell them any, give them any definite point to fix it against. I mean, probably what we should do, however, is confirm today that you're not going to the football game. Yeah, because the question has arisen as to whether you're going on Carl Albert's asking if you're going and all that sort of thing.
I have people call and say,
well, but I think we ought to let the press know you're not too and answer your question just so it doesn't look like you canceled out on plans to go to the football game.
But I can't.
We're not sure when you're going west, what your plans are. You will not be going to the football game for their guidance.
I haven't made my plans in the west. And so
it'll depend on the Senate and the situation here.
Okay, cut that out of the way so it doesn't look like
we've got to get the team off the documents are very good. Going west, it means we don't know yet when he's going.
Yeah, he's going definitely for Saturday.
Definitely made west for Saturday. None of the Saturdays we think was going to get out by 2 or 3 o'clock and we'll decide right there and say, well, the Senate's out and all good knocked out. We're going to leave in 2 hours in California.
See, you're voting on the Senate because so we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
How late they'll be in, a lot of things up down there. I think that that's really very, that is, I'm not going to leave without sending adjournments, right?
And if the adjournments late, we'll wait to go out to Thursday morning?
Sure.
Exactly.
If it's on March Thursday afternoon, I'm sure so. I'm going to miss that game on. I don't know if it's you. I go out, I'm going to get out there and see that game on television. Or I might stay there and see it. Go out and compete. It is going to stay in my opinion. Those bastards are all leave by 12 or 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's all awesome. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. ride with me, for him to ride. Could he ride in the shotgun car, or they can move him up so I can talk to him straight up?
Well, I think so.
Have him ride out, that's all. On the way back, so. Be nice.
Okay.
And we'll call, we'll call both codes or down just before you leave, too. So I'll give him a half an hour or something.
Yeah, call him.
We'll have to order the car up at 1:00.
Yeah, right.
So we'll call Alan at 1:00.
Call Alan at 1:00.
Tell him to be out there at 1:00.
Say, don't put it on the wire, that we aren't going to inform the president at 1:30.
Right, because the president wants a chance to get there without a press.
He will, but at 1:30, you can, the president will be informed, but not before.
Yeah, okay.
But he'd like to just come out and, what is this?